Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Live Show, episode 344. It is Sunday afternoon, and you know what that means. And that means we're back for some Invincible Season 2 reviews as we look at episode 6. Is the Nerd Chicago here to host the show? Lots of wonderful co-host, Barry Gun Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon, indeed. We're doing this a little bit earlier because I got some stuff I got to get, later at night. I'm not going to be here. So I said, hey, let's go ahead and, do it in the afternoon. So we're here now. Yeah. I hope everyone's having a good one. We're going to be talking Invincible Season 2, but before we can get into that, Brad, how are you doing today?
Doing all right, bro. Doing all right. So. I got to witness stupidity at its finest.
Yeah, what happened there, Brad?
So, my parents live on a dirt road. Yeah. And every time it rains, it gets pretty muddy.
Yeah, as it would, right?
Yes. I have a four-wheel drive truck. I'm able to make it up and down there. So, I make it up to my dad's, me and my wife. And we go with my dad. We go out to breakfast in his truck and some other places. And when we get back, in order for us to leave to go back to his place so I can get my truck and us leave back to our house, there is a truck stuck, and it was a two-wheel drive truck, and it was towing a trailer with another truck on the trailer, and they were just stuck in the mud. And then there was another truck that had come, and it was trying to pull him out. And it was not going well.
Oh, my God.
So we had to find another route that I never knew existed around so we could get to my dad's. And, yeah, because this was supposed to be done a little earlier, and that is the reason we did not make it home in time for that.
Oh, my God. Well, that sucks that that happened. But yeah. You're home now, so that's good.
Yep. And for this, we want to get our taxes done because we've been putting that off as we always do, as everyone does.
Yeah.
So we did that. Pain and suffering, but it is what it is. The tax man cometh, the tax man taketh.
Yeah. Oh, and a lot this year. Are you getting a refund?
A little bit of a refund. But we did. I upped my last year. We owed quite a bit. And so I upped how much I was giving the feds. And so I got a little bit of a rebate. But, you know, what's bad is I upped the amount I upped was so much that I had actually got a raise that same year. And my check ended up being $5 less each month.
Oh, my God.
That's how bad it was.
That's fucking tough, bro. That's tough. Oh, man. Well, I got my return already, but it's still pending. So once that hits, I'm going to throw that in the savings so I can, cause I got a wedding I have to go to in June. So I might have to use that on the flight and
stuff. Yeah.
On the flight.
Yeah. We're putting a little bit of it away. We're paying a couple hundred towards, some credit cards and then putting the rest in savings. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
because I got property taxes I'm going to have to pay here in May. So,
yeah.
Yay.
Oh, and you also have to do your state tax, right? Because,
yeah. We always generally get back from state for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't understand that one bit, Brad. Why you guys got to do
I don't understand the system.
Yeah.
What's bad is they know how much you owe. Let's be real here.
Yeah, they know damn well how much you owe.
They just want to charge you fees when you're wrong. This
every year.
Yeah, they know how much you owe.
Yeah, but nonetheless, I'm glad that you got that done. It's better to do that now than like next month on tax day, and then
the 15th, which I'm not able to do it the 15th because Brenda's birthday is the day before. So there is no way we'd be doing taxes on the 15th.
Yeah. But looks like that's what's it called. What you had to do today. I'm just chilling right now. I watched some stuff.
Yeah, I tried to watch the movie for tomorrow. Only place it showed where it was on Plex, like the free stuff for Plex. So yeah. It's not even on the Criterion
channel. It's not on the Criterion channel?
Criterion channel.
Oh, wait. Hold on. The Quiet Duel is not on the Criterion channel?
I mean, I did a search for it and it was not showing up.
That's what the hell?
It's on the free part of Plex. That's not not in other areas.
Yeah. The what's it called?
Oh, it's saying it's on Tubi too. Maybe I'll try Tubi.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait. I'll try Tubi.
What the hell? It is free on demand. Huh. That's queer. That's weird.
Yeah, I'll try Tubi because my Plex was having issues loading and shit.
Yeah. That's odd. Why isn't this available on Criterion Channel?
I mean, it's a pretty rough copy, at least the Plex showing. So I don't know if they don't own. I don't know if it's like a Toho production or what, and they just, or they don't own it. But it's a pretty rough looking movie.
Yeah, pretty rough, right? But yeah. Thanks for the what's it called for the heads up on that because. Yeah. I was gonna try to watch this on the Criterion Channel, man.
Yeah, no, it is not. That's the first place I went to look, and then I had to like, where the fuck is this thing?
Yeah,
but apparently it's on Tubi, so I'm gonna try it on Tubi because I have more luck with Tubi and the loading.
Yeah, but damn, bro, that fucking sucks. I really thought it was on the Criterion because they have all of his movies in Criterion Channel.
Yeah, so I don't know what it is with this one.
Yeah. All right. Well. That will be a bridge I'll cross later tonight when I have.
I mean, for the 30 minutes I've watched of it so far, I liked it. I thought it was pretty decent, but it is it does need some TLC for that picture quality.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that sucks. I'll just have to watch it on Tubi. I hate having to do that, but I'll have to watch it on Tubi.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even gonna lie. I thought I had like a DVD around here that, but no. Huh. It's quite the predicament, huh?
A little bit. Mm. I get it.
All right, man.
It's no worries.
Well, with that said, we're here for Invincible season 2, and I'm sure that y'all want us to get into that already. So we're gonna go ahead and get into it. So without further ado, I'm sorry, but yeah, I Brad, I'm at 4 movies left. 4 movies left for the challenge. I'm almost done, Brad. I'm almost done.
Wait, this month ends on the 28th?
No, I've been recording the recaps on Thursdays, and I'm uploading them on Fridays.
Oh, okay.
So I need to be done with this challenge by Thursday.
Okay, yeah. I get you. Okay.
So I've been doubling up a lot. I think I tripled up on Saturday. I'm on Friday. I might be wrong here, but yeah, I think I tripled up. Yep, I tripled up on the 22nd on Friday. I did 3 movies.
Oh wow!
Oh my fucking god! Yeah, but yeah, that's how that's going, Brad. And I need to watch Quiet Duel, and I need to watch The Men Who Tread on Tiger's Tail. That one is for sure on Criterion Channel because I saw that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that shit.
Okay.
On there, but yeah.
Yeah, why The Quiet Duel is not? I have no idea.
Not even on YouTube, huh?
No, I mean Tubi. Here is saying Tubi and Plex, so I'm gonna check to see if it's on Tubi, or I'll just have to go with Plex, which like the buffer every other, you know.
Wait, how long is the movie?
I think it's hour 35.
Oh, it's on YouTube. What, Brad?
Is it? Okay. I might. If it's not on Tubi, I'll probably just check YouTube then.
Well, I mean, at least on YouTube, you won't get a fucking, what's it called? Ads on it.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to drop a like on that so that way I can remember to watch that. Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that then.
Hey, y'all are the ones who upload these things. I'm not saying that I uploaded it. So, you know, that's on y'all. But yeah, with that said, Brent, let's go ahead and do this shit, Brent. We're going to go ahead and talk about Invincible 2. But without further ado, Boogaloo. Let's get this going.
Invincible 2, Boogaloo.
Invincible Season 2. Yep. Without further ado, if you have not watched this week's episode of Invincible, go ahead and get out of here if you care about spoilers. But if you don't care about spoilers or you've already seen the episode, stay. Either way, how it goes, this is your one and only spoiler warning, and it is in effect in a 5, 4, 3, 2.
Oh, wait.
Hit that banner, Brad.
Where the fuck is it? There it is. Ah, I got it.
There you go, Brad. You did it.
I did it.
Yay.
Yeah. Mama boss.
Yeah. Episode, season 2, episode 6, titled It's Not That Simple. After two challenging missions, the Guardians of the Globe struggle to work as a team. Meanwhile, Mark tries to balance his hero duties, personal relationships, and his future as a college student. Directed by Sol Choi and Dan Duncan, and written by Vivian Lee. Of course, stars Steven Yeun, Sandra Oh, J.K. Simmons, and all those other great people, Zazie Beetz, and everybody else. What's it called? Who's in the show? Of course, any trivia on this one? Let's see. I always like reading a little bit of trivia. oh, wow, that's funny. The zombie-filled universe which Angstrom crosses into at the end is a nod to Robert Kirkman's other series, The Walking Dead.
Ah, well, look at that.
Yeah. All right, Brad. Last week, we saw we're back. Mark brought back his kid. His brother.
His brother.
And, yeah. Things are a little hectic. Everything that had to go wrong went wrong last episode. And in this episode, it was had time to clean it up. We have confirmed that Kate died. Duplicate died.
Duplicate is dead.
It's gone. It sucks because I really liked Duplicate. I really liked her powers. And I thought she was a cool character. But yeah, she died. And Rex is fine. Rex.
Well, I don't know about fine.
Rex is alive.
Rex is alive. Yeah. I don't know about fine.
Yeah, but yeah, man. What's up? What's up, Brad? What are your initial thoughts on this week's episode?
I thought it was good. I mean, I'm gonna go with how Raul felt about Shoguns. It's like nothing amazed me with this episode. Really, blew me away. I don't know how they did it, but from season one, where Rex was this annoying character who I never wanted to see on the screen, to season two, them turning Rex into a complete G, who I am absolutely just like, I'm like, yeah, Rex is dope now. Like, Rex has somehow gone from the annoying little brother to, like, you know, a very pivotal team member.
Yeah.
Also, the way he killed the lizard king, what the fuck was his name? The leader of the lizards, with his stump hand. I mean, that's that, and a bullet in his head. It's just like, god damn.
Yeah.
G status. But yes, yeah, duplicate them doing a death though. That, I mean, we knew someone had to die in that scene. I'm surprised it wasn't Ray. But it being duplicate, I think we get a lot more coming off of that death with I forget what his name.
Immortal.
I think we're going to get something from that. I think that's really going to fall into play.
Yeah, it is King Lizard, Brad.
It's King Lizard? Okay. Yeah. Like, go me.
Oh, man.
I fucking picked a name. but, yeah, and the Amber relationship being strained, I feel like that's going to come in the future. And we're probably going to have a Mark and Adam Eve relationship show up, I'm sure.
That's what I felt was like, what they were kind of like leading to, Brad.
Yeah,
it kind of felt like that Mark and Mark and Amber like each other, because they kind of like.
You mean Adam Eve?
Adam Eve. It seems that they're like, it's the point is being made that Mark can be with somebody who's not involved in this, who doesn't like understand what it means to be like a superhero. No,
because his time is taken away from him saving the world, and you know, a normal person's not going to understand that. They're just going to be like, you're just not here.
Yeah,
like they're not going to understand. I just saved the world from all these brain-sucking pink alien goons.
Yeah. And yet, like, yeah, that's where I was like, okay, like, that's why I really like this episode, Brad. I really like this episode. I still somehow think that the first half, like the half of this episode, this season, is a lot better right now.
The first four episodes, yeah. The
first four are way better than these two.
Well, and I'm questioning, like, is that due to the timing, the space in between, or is that just I'm not feeling these episodes as much as those first four?
I have no idea, Brad. But like I said, like I was telling you in messages, I like the choices we're making here. Like,
yeah,
like
it makes sense. It makes sense in the story.
Yeah, like duplicate dying, like what that's effect on Immortal, the Amber and Mark stuff. Hell, I even like what they just did with the mom. Like, she's like, I know that he, like, Nolan has wronged me, and I'm not supposed to be, like, caring for this kid, but, like, this is his brother. Like,
yeah,
he's not even looking at it like, she's not even looking at it like, this is Nolan's son. Like, no, this is Mark's brother.
Yeah, and I love her line on how she basically said, you know, I raised Mark, so I've raised one before. I can raise this one.
Yeah, yeah. So,
Cecil to go pound sand.
Yeah, yeah. And I she was looking for the nanny.
That first so nanny?
Yeah, she was like, dude, that was a perfect one, but you thought it was from Cecil, and then the other one ends up actually being the one from Cecil.
I guess Cecil, like, heard the conversation that went on with Annie. Just like, just be blunt with her that you're from me.
Yeah, that was fucking funny, bro.
It was good. That was good.
Yeah, but I, like you said, I didn't expect for me to have to like really like Rex this season, and so holy far, God, like Rex is really doing it for me, man. Like, I love
Rex is a G. That's yeah. How I'm feeling.
Well, and you see, he's trying to, like, and I don't think he has, like, fully, like, does he know that Duplicate is dead?
I don't know. I don't know if they've broke that news to him. I don't know. Did he know Ray was in the hospital? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember them saying anything on the screen about it.
Yeah.
But so, I'm sure that'll affect him.
So I feel like all this stuff is like starting to weigh on Rex, where he's like, oh, he's being nicer to what's it called, Adam Eve now.
Well, like, and he says it in this. He says, after being shot in the head, he realized how much of a dick he was, especially to the females.
Yep. Because Adam Eve like fucking describes like, yeah, like I was done with like the constant cheating. I'm like, dude, what in the fuck? You still stay with his ass, bro? Like, oh yeah. My God.
Also, Swole
Allen.
Swole Allen, the alien, made his appearance to Mark.
Yeah.
And Mark gave him he gave him copies of his dad's books that, you know, luckily somebody kept. And yeah. I think gonna be our main storyline right there. Is Alan's gonna go and find all this shit in these books to stop, like, you know, the Viltrumites.
Yeah. I didn't know that Seth Rogen played Alan the
Alien. How did you not know that with that voice? Seth Rogen's voice.
Yeah. It's fucking Seth Rogen, bro.
Yeah, it's Seth Rogen completely.
Yeah. But I did like that. I like that, Brad. Also, like, holy shit, is he buff, bro? He is fucking buff.
He's huge. And I mean, when episode four ended and we had the leader there pull the plug on Alan, I'm like, oh, you fuck. Yeah. And little did I know that apparently Alan's species, that's how they grow stronger, is if they're like near death from being, you know, defeated by a stronger foe, they actually become stronger in order to deal with that.
Yeah, but dude, he actually put up a good fight against Immortal, dude.
Well, yeah, he did, and I did like that scene where Mark, he grabs that pulse machine they made to kill the sequence. It's raining right now. Sorry.
Yeah, I just heard that. I was like,
yeah, it's raining or hailing. Like
munching on something.
Yeah, raining or hailing or something. But when he grabs that machine and they have that little small conversation, and Mark's just like, "Yo, Boomer, quit it. Like, get over. I'm stronger than you. Let's do this. Let's finish the job." And then Immortal's like, he pauses and he's like, okay.
Yeah.
Don't fuck it up.
Yeah. I'm really interested to see what these next two episodes are going to look like for Immortal. Because like you can tell that's Immortal's not there.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting storyline right there.
Yeah.
It may not be the main storyline, but I'm looking forward to getting a little more background in Immortal.
Yeah, because he's like this big, tough, like awesome, like freaking like strong guy. And you can tell like from when that conversation he has with that guy, he's like, goes, why am I feeling this way? He's like, he goes, you loved her. And he's like, but I've loved like a lot of other people, like a lot of other women before. And he's like, I don't think you loved her the way that you loved Kate, man.
Yeah.
I don't think you loved them the way you loved Kate. And it's really getting to him.
Oh, and also we have to bring up the astronaut. That poor being who gets to his apartment and the Martian has completely just trashed it.
That's
and
funny.
It the best line I think in the whole show is not only did he end up causing me to have my brain sucked, he trashed my apartment as well.
Yeah. I also I found that fucking hilarious. I love how he picks up the noodles and he's like, like fucking Martian, bro.
Yeah, and now he's being brain sucked again, and it's just like, well, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So how what does this lead to now?
Yep. I wanted to bring up the guy who came back. What's his name? Rick, right? Or was it?
Are you thinking Donald? Oh, Rick. No. Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. The that's the friend of Mark's like roommates, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I believe it was Rick.
Rick or is it? Who is it?
There's so many cast members.
Yeah, I know. It's like it's his roommate's boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember the name, but like apparently him, he's
Rick.
He doesn't feel right. Like he feels like he's not in like his like they're doing some shit here, Brad.
I'm thinking they pulled what they pulled on Donald.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're doing some shit here. But what's going on is that like Donald is already kind of has this thought that like I died. Like I don't know how I'm here. And I think that's the same for this guy. William was his name. William.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And he seems to have the same problem.
Yeah. So, but he, I don't think he's probably going to take it as well as Donald when he figures it out.
No.
Because Donald's not taking it well, technically.
Yeah.
I mean, Donald's kind of going through the motions, but you know, you can tell in these scenes with Donald, it's in the back of his mind that he's not fully human anymore. What is he?
Yeah. Also, Brad, do you agree with me here, Brad? If what's his name is Samson, right? Or what's his name? Like the guy who's Black Samson, the one who's doing the multiverse shit?
No. Black Samson was the one talking to Immortal.
Oh yeah, no. What's his name? What's it called? Engstrom.
Engstrom, big brain dude.
Brad, if Engstrom doesn't show up in Mark's universe next episode, I'm gonna be fucking pissed off.
You keep teasing
this guy.
Yeah, and then you don't do anything.
Don't do anything. Like, don't tell me that this is gonna be the guy for season three. Like, why have y'all been bringing this guy up? Like
and literally, if you look at the Amazon, the Invincible, and it's in the glass, they've got glasses on. It's Engstrom in the glasses, the reflection.
Yeah.
So the guy got to show up.
Yeah.
Again.
Because all this guy is doing is just going around and finding different people, but he's not showing up with Mark.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting pretty impatient here. I feel like if I don't know if it's impatient, but more so like I'm kind of annoyed because it's of course we know that the main problem right now is the Viltrumites. Mm-hmm. So what the fuck is gonna happen when this guy shows up and they're not done with the Viltrumites yet? And it's gonna be like kind of like having to juggle two different villains and two different storylines.
Kind of like we just did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like we just did. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we keep getting teased. I mean, he was in the previous episodes and he survived, and you know they keep teasing this that he's going to be coming after Mark, and it's just okay, when
like because you guys keep having him come up, and he's
we're at episode we're gonna be at episode 7 now.
Yeah. So I'm like, where do I help? Like, we have 2 episodes left, guys. Like, is this guy gonna show up? I'm gonna be so mad if he shows up.
He probably halfway show up through, right at the end, right?
Halfway through episode 8. Yeah. He's right, like, well, season 3 is where I'm gonna be involved. Like,
you see, but, just see this whole like amount of villains he's like,
yeah,
recruited.
Because I'm sure that the Viltrumites are popping in like either next episode or episode 8.
Oh, I was surprised we actually got to see Nolan there.
Yeah,
I was surprised he was on screen.
Yeah,
He's
not dead yet.
He's not dead. So, and I mean, they kind of, and I'm glad they explained it because I'm like, why didn't they just kill him already? It's like he has to fully heal, yeah, to 100% before they kill him, as that's the honorable death.
Yeah, they're like against killing them like when they're weak and when they're like, you know, dying. So
when I get close to full health, stab in the leg.
Yep. Yep. So it looks like we still got no, I think this might be bold, Brad. This might be really bold. I am predicting that Nolan is going to sacrifice himself for Mark at the last episode. I think Nolan's gonna sacrifice himself. He's gonna do what like his fatherly, what's it called? Like, for the first time in his life, he's gonna be, what's it called, the father that Mark has always wanted. I think he's gonna sacrifice himself.
Do I think that happens in this season? I don't know.
I think it does.
Do you just kill off Omni-Man in the second season?
I don't know, Brad, but I have a feeling that like there's something going on here, and I think Nolan might be.
Also, can Nolan even like fly anymore or walk or
who the fuck knows, bro? Who the fuck knows? But if Nolan's making it off that ship, that's all I know.
And are we gonna get an Alan the Alien like helping him? Or I mean, I don't know. I just want to see more Alan the Alien because Alan's been in these last 2 episodes for like 5 minutes an episode.
Yeah. Also, I mean, those books do contain how to beat the Viltrumites, so they've got a lot of studying to do.
I love that the motorcycle ghost rider, whatever the fuck his name was. And Alan was like, oh, that guy was totally real.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's totally real.
He's totally real. Yeah. I love Alan the Alien, bro. He's funny.
Yeah.
He's funny.
I mean, he's a good character. I wouldn't mind an Alan the Alien show. Like, spin-off. Me neither. You could do that. Yeah. You can do that, Amazon. I mean, don't put it like a space in between half a season, but you know.
Yeah.
If you want to do a spinoff of Alan the Alien, I'm down.
For sure. For sure. But with that said, Brad, what's your final verdict on this episode?
I'm going to give this episode an 8.25 out of 10.
I'm going a little bit higher, Brad. Just 0.25 higher than you. Yeah. I'm going 8.5. I like this episode. I don't think they're as strong as the last episodes. I mean, the first 4 episodes.
No,
but we'll see what happens when we fully complete this season. I think that break really caused a lot of harm, and I think that there was really no need to split them up into 2.
It killed some momentum, let's just say.
Yeah. Yeah, man, because it went down, bro. It definitely went down, and also I feel like there's a big dip in the quality too, like as in like the fights and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, music's on point. Music has been on point for this whole season. I loved it. I think animation is great, but like quality wise, like the fights and like some of the like the story going forward into this second half of the season, it's just not been that great.
No, like I mean the duplicate death I think needed to happen. I think you needed a death. So we could get more of, you know, what's going to be the mortal storyline, and you know, how does this affect Adam Eve and you know, Invincible, and then all those relationships. So I think you needed that death in there to kind of create a little more uptick and moving the story along.
Yeah. With that said, that concludes our Invincible season 2 episode 6 review. You can keep up to date with us on all our platforms that we're on. We have our website, nerdcore.com, Twitter at the nerdcore _, Instagram and Threads at the nerdcore, TikTok at the nerdcore, Discord link is in the description below, and also our Patreon is patreon.com/nerdcore. At the $1 tier, you get early access to the main show that goes up on for the public on Tuesdays and Saturdays. but you can get those live and early on your Patreon on Mondays and Thursdays, along with other extra reviews that we do that are, you know, there for a couple more days before they go live. So with that said, we thank you all so much. Make sure you're leaving a like on the video, subscribe to the channel, click the notification bell so you don't miss another review on this channel. Make sure you leave a 5-star on the podcast apps of your choice, and make sure you're following us on that podcast app of choice. It could all help us. It helps us out a lot with getting these eyes, these reviews to eyes and more ears, to more eyes and more ears, man. Yeah. I'm rushing that one. Yeah. But I don't have a, guys, I don't have a script. I literally retained this in there.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I remember all this shit. Remember all this shit, man. Hope y'all have a great Sunday, guys. I'm gonna have a good Sunday. I'm gonna go try to hang out and get something to eat in a bit because I'm hungry. And yeah, man. Brad, there's nothing else. Let's go ahead and get him out of here.
All right, Raul, thank you, being host as always. Thank to all those who join us in future chats today. We know this was an early one. Thank to our listeners out there, our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, I'm just going to say, don't wait, file your taxes. Young Yoda out.
Your taxes.